Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Extraordinary catalog from John Mellon Cougar.
The only Cougar Greg likes.
Curtis. Stop. All right. You're workshopping your scoop.
Yeah.
From a good source?
A great source.
All right. Okay. You're not known for your scoops.
No.
Rich Keefe known for his scoops coming up at 10 this
yes.
morning. But this is a Celtic scoop.
Celtic scoop. I was chatting with somebody that I am close with and trust.
Okay.
A lot.
Implicitly.
Implicitly, yes. And he.
Ooh. He never revealed. The
I thought it was
or
Mago.
She.
Or she. Okay. All right. Long pause.
Yeah, they cut me off.
Yeah.
Was telling me about the Celtics, their pitch deck for, you know, selling the team. And there are three final groups.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, this person, not from the area, who I was talking to.
Yeah.
So, Expedition, Jeff Bezos is one.
Okay.
Okay.
Bezos is still in.
Yep, still in.
Bezos!
Yes.
Okay, Bezos is still in.
Wynn Encore.
Really?
Wow.
The number two.
Makes a lot. Oh, are these ordered? Or?
Oh, well, no, not
just
ordered. All,
just, they're just three files.
Yeah, I'm Wynn building Encore. Up to the last.
Because some people believe that that there won't be a Revs stadium in Everett, but there will eventually be, if Wynn Encore gets it, there will be a Celtics building.
Yep.
Over there.
Ooh.
Interesting to note in the Globe story over the weekend, though, they sold the land.
Yes.
So the Wynn doesn't, it's a similar but different situation to the Celtics with relationship with the Bruins.
Right.
If Wynn buys the Celtics, they do not own the land that the casino rests on.
Okay.
They had to sell that during the pandemic.
Okay.
Now, I say that he or she is not from the area because they then say to me, and then the final is someone I don't know. Sam Kennedy, and I gasp. Mm-hmm. And so it says Sam Kennedy in group, which is, of course.
Sam Kennedy and group.
Which is Fenway Sports Group.
He's would the be, president of it.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're trying to be sneaky when it comes to the documents or what have.
It does not say Fenway Sports Group. It says
doesn't.
Sam Kennedy.
Huh.
So I am writing this right now, breaking. The Boston Reds. I mean, it would be great. We could ask him for his front office report. It's Thursday.
Yes.
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Huh.
Okay.
So maybe that's why the cameras have gone away and there's no more speaking. Their focus
they're
is
busy
elsewhere.
Right now.
Yeah.
But I thought that we had heard that Fenway Sports Group was out.
Correct.
Well, unless this is a group that Sam has undertaken on his own.
Well, so I had a question about this because Sam, I know, is involved with PGA now, correct?
Well, the John Henry and Wick and several, Arthur Blank and others are, yes.
But is that considered Fenway Sports Group or is that a different entity?
No, it's a different entity. It's an entity that they put together Fenway Sports Group is a part of the other entity that they put together in order to invest, I think the number was $7 billion in the eventual merger, PGA, LIV, et cetera, whatever.
So those are the three finalists then?
Those are the three groups.
And so then that means your boy Rob Hale is out?
I mean, unless he would be like a smaller investor under one of these groups.
No, but I mean, you know.
I don't. So then in my mind, if it says Sam Kennedy, could it be that other group that's involved with the PGA or is it Fenway Sports Group? I don't know.
Sam Kennedy is the president of Fenway Sports Group. He would not be leading another group. He doesn't have the butt money himself.
Who do you prefer out of those three?
Kick in the nuts.
Bezos! Yes. Sean, you prefer Bezos? Because he has endless gobs of money, is that why?
Sure, that works. As long as you're going to spend, I don't really care who it is.
Absentee owner, but I mean,
that's fine. Whatever.
That's what happens in sports now. Nobody, I mean.
Who is it that owns the Avalanche and the Rams, the Cronkies, right? Yeah. They're basically absentee. Who cares? Yeah. The Rams are doing just fine.
Right, you're a big Arsenal guy.
Yeah, love Arsenal.
They own Arsenal.
Exactly. So, they have like five or six different teams. And a lot of those, I mean, the Avalanche are Stanley Cup champions recently. The Rams just won, 3 years ago now, and they're still a good football team. Like, that's fine. As long as you're going to pay, I don't really care.
Yeah, it's like the owner of the Golden State Warriors is from around here. We've already talked about the owner for the Philadelphia Eagles being from around
here. I want them to be from here. Like that. This is
so. If you want them to be from around here, then I guess you're wanting Sam Kennedy.
But the Red Sox ownership group was from all out of town, and they did a great job when they got here.
Yeah, that's why I don't really care where you're from. I mean, I never like because nowadays you see more of that, anyways. I mean, how many owners, like when you start to look at some of these new owners, how many of them are like the Robert Kraft? Like, I was a season ticket holder. I grew up there. Like, they're all, you know, even the Washington Commanders ownership group, aren't they from someplace else? They're not from like the DC area.
Yeah, it was interesting in this pitch deck. One part that I pulled from what I was shown was your top two players will earn more money than every player on the Detroit Pistons next year, and the team will incur a $280 million luxury tax penalty.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you got to have big money.
You got to have long.
They did $440 million in revenue last year.
$440 million in revenue?
Top five in the league in sales, including playoffs.
So you got to have Bezos. Because Bezos, guess what? Bezos is going to get you a new arena. He'll get you that. He's coming in. He got that type of money. The wind.
He's got that new private jet, too.
Yeah.
You seen that thing? How fast that thing goes?
No, I ain't see that.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, he can fly that thing right into Logan or Hanscom, be at a game, and fly right out afterwards.
He got that. You don't sit down at the table with him money.
He'll have his lovely fiance on his arm at all times.
He'll be courtside.
He will be courtside.
I have a feeling Bezos might just buy the seaport as like his backyard.
I mean, he basically is.
Those two
buildings are huge. I was just walking around there the other day in the seaport.
Amazon buildings?
The new Amazon buildings,
nice.
Gorgeous.
Nice.
But then Santa was telling me that there's going to be two more smaller buildings, one hotel, one residential.
Yes.
Kitty quartering them.
Can I ask a question? Why the seaport, the one part of Boston that was not designed before cars, why is it built like they were unexpectedly seeing cars afterwards?
What do you mean by that?
The infrastructure of the seaport is disastrous. There's traffic, there's gridlock, there's just building on top of building on top of building.
Well, you have to have roads. I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, are you saying that you would just like it to all be bikes?
No, I'm saying that it was one plot of land that hadn't been developed yet.
Yeah.
We could have developed it in a way that had infrastructure to support cars, not have gridlock traffic, have actually things with forethought. Instead, it looks like it just threw up luxury buildings.
Because the seaport is a pain in the ass to get into.
Watch your mouth.
I mean, other than the one bridge in the seaport boulevard, that place is...
Watch your mouth.
The seaport district, which is almost all white, no African-Americans there at all.
Nope, it is
a disaster
diverse.
To get into.
Very, very diverse.
Huh? You're there a lot for having a difficult time for getting in.
No, but I go, you got to know when to hit, you got to know the right time to hit that, hit when to get in there, because that seaport, it's the Seaport Boulevard,
that's what it's
called?
Boulevard.
That place is always
like
packed.
I get it in the North End. It's been around since the 1700s. It wasn't designed for me. But the seaport literally was built up in the last 15 years.
Yeah, remember, it was just a dump with a bunch of parking lots.
Right, it was literally Anthony's Pier 4.
And Whiskey Priest.
Texter is correct. Greg, why do you care about the owner of the Celtics being from here? Because the mayor of the city of Boston is not even from here. So
that's a good
great point.
Point.
Speaking of basketball, also, can we just acknowledge the absolute affront to the entire city and state perpetrated by our neighbors in Connecticut when it comes to their signs that they erected yesterday? Have you seen these?
No, what happened?
Take a look on Twitch or on YouTube. Out of the blue, Connecticut decides to hang these road signs that say, "Welcome to Connecticut, home of the basketball capital of the world."
Hmm. It's because UConn wins a ton.
UConn is a college team.
Right.
The Celtics have 18 championships.
Right.
And the game was invented here.
In Springfield.
That is true.
In Springfield.
Right.
We are the basketball capital.
Shout out Naismith.
Yeah, but yeah. I would say winning national championships in Storrs, Connecticut is more impressive than winning an NBA title with the Celtics.
Curtis.
It's obscenely hard to get anybody to Storrs, Connecticut.
This is the basket. We are the basketball capital of the world. Yeah.
Storrs is in the middle of nowhere.
It really is. Scheim went there.
I did for they 2 years.
Connecticut can keep nutmeg. They're the nutmeg state. We are the basketball state.
Yeah.
And the pizza state.
And I'm bothered.
And to be fair, half the fans in Connecticut are all like Knicks and Nets fans who haven't won a darn thing in their lives.
Right. Mm. Can I give a PSA for folks today? Because I just got an alert.
Yeah, you can. But just to be clear, when it comes to pizza, they are known for their pizza down in Connecticut, Curtis. You know what kind in New Haven?
No.
Abbeats.
Oh.
Yes. Olympic pizza, very good in South Boston, Curtis.
Thank you.
Santo and I tried that to your recommendation.
Yep.
There is an alert that there are Boston police officers posing as pedestrians in South Boston this week. Excuse me. They're handing out $200 citations to drivers not stopping for a pedestrian in the crosswalk.
Wow. Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So if you're driving around Selfie this week, make sure you're stopping at the crosswalks.
Oh, see, I don't like this. This tickles my fanny. I don't like this one bit.
That's not the expression, but I like it better.
I don't know.
I like it better.
It's better than the
Save
other expression. What's the other expression? What's the other one?
It's tickle a hot tub. Fancy. You call it a hot tub.
Yeah, tickle my fancy. I like this better. Tickle my fanny.
Right, but you do enjoy, we have learned,
yes.
When it comes to the hot tub nozzle,
yep.
You do enjoy a good tickle.
And I seen a new bidet on Amazon I might get. It has heating seats and everything. But the reason why I don't like this is, are they going to be giving out tickets for people who don't follow the crosswalk
yes.
signs?
Yes. No, it's just the drivers.
My point.
It should be the errant pedestrians.
Those people are so annoying. Like when the hand is telling you to not walk, don't walk. Are they going to give them tickets too? Because if you're not going to give them tickets, then guess what? When you give me a ticket, I'm going to do what most great Americans do when they're wrongly accused for doing something. I'm ripping it up. This tickles my fanny. Yeah, definitely tickles my fanny.
New segment.
I really mean
can
this.
Can we just do a new segment, which is what tickles Wiggy's fanny?
What tickles my fanny?
When he's bothered by something?
On consecutive days at this exact time, we had Robin Glazer hosting the Golden Globes and Tickle My Fanny.
This fantastic. Tickles my fanny.
All right.
Isn't that the way it should be said anyways?
I agree, yep.
Rather than fancy?
No, totally.
I mean,
tickles my fancy also is like something that excites you.
Yes, like this.
That's what he's saying. Please, can we just know further?
This and is the greatest show of all time. I don't know how we do it every day. We find ways to be dumb, funny, and I am leading the charge, and it is the greatest thing in the world.
This tickles my fanny.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.